You're listening to You Don't Have to Be Crazy, the 10-Minute Payroll Podcast from Paysnip. And this is part three of my conversation with Jody Parsons.
How does running payroll for a professional sports team differ from another business or organization? You mentioned earlier on that when you were seeking out challenges, the appeal of professional sports was that it's one of the most challenging. So yeah, what is it about it that makes it so difficult?
So it is very similar to any other multi-jurisdictional organization. However, particularly with my major league players and what I refer to as my travel party, pardon the pun, it's multi-jurisdictional payroll on steroids. Because typically, if you're in a multi-jurisdictional organization, you have employees that sit in different taxing jurisdictions, or you have someone that may travel on a week-to-week basis or not constantly. With my major league players, they fall under what's often referred to as the jock tax. So right now we're in season and I have to tax that travel party wherever they're playing. So on last Friday, they traveled to Cleveland, Ohio for a three-game series. So I have to know of that travel party and players who is there for those 3 days, and I tax them there. Right now they're in New York, and then tomorrow they go to Detroit, Michigan. So I've got 3 different tax jurisdictions, including they also played in Kansas City. So I have a biweekly payroll that has 4 different tax jurisdictions, all of the state, 4 different state jurisdictions, but all of them technically have local taxes as well. My Major League Baseball players are paid current, so I'm sending in their payroll before the end of the pay period, obviously. And many of them, if they move from being with the Major League club here in Kansas City to being optioned, which means they are sent down to one of our minor league affiliates, they often have different pay rates, so they may be overpaid or underpaid depending on which movement they're made. Plus, then their taxes are messed up because our minor league affiliates are in 4 different states. Someone may get injured, and if they get injured, they may not travel with the team. They may not come back to Kansas City. They may go to our spring training affiliate in another state. So it's knowing how all of those pieces fit together to make one paycheck and make sure that they're paid, in the case of my major league players, as accurately as possible at the time that I push that button to send their payroll out the door.
I'm almost speechless, Jody, at the complexity. Somewhere in the world, Jody, there's someone listening to this who's responsible for EMEA or even a global payroll, and they're probably thinking, you know what? Maybe I actually don't have it so bad listening to what Jody's got to do.
And on top of it, depending on what level you're playing at, when you're a major league player, your benefits vary too. So I have to keep track of their dues. I have to keep track of 2 different 401k plans. There's just a lot of moving parts when it comes to particularly the player side. But again, it's just, and you never know what you're going to walk into every day, which again is not unusual for any payroll professional.
Do you and your team, do you ever feel added pressure because of who it is that's getting paid? You know, do you ever have a feeling of like, we got to make sure the starting pitcher gets paid the right amount or it might affect them on game day? Does it add to the stress?
It does add to the stress a little bit, but I will tell you what truly adds to the stress of it, because we've got pretty good processes in place to make sure. However, with my major league players, if they are not paid on payday, meaning paid anything on payday, they can immediately become free agents. So that means that whether it's one or all of them, let's say that I have a catastrophic event with my payroll system. If they don't get paid on payday, I would have to explain not only to my organization, but to the city as a whole and the fan base as a whole, why we no longer have any baseball players.
Oh my God. I can just imagine it. Coming up next on SportsCenter, Jody Parsons explains why there was no team fielded today.
So that's always in the back of my head, and I'm thankful that I do have a payroll processing partner that understands that and would help do whatever had to be done to make sure that did not
I bet.
Happen.
Do you and your payroll team, do you have any superstitions during some of the big games, or if there's a playoff run, or, you know, like you say, there's a you're fortunate enough to be in a World Series?
I do, just because I've, again, being a sports fan forever, you know, like if I start watching a game after it started and we're doing really well and I turn the game on and all of a sudden the outcome's not looking as great, I'll turn off the TV. Or vice versa, if I hear that it's not going well, I'll turn on the TV and hope that, you know, that good luck charm that I was deemed back in 14 will make a reappearance and get us back on track. But other than that, no, I wouldn't say we have any true superstitions.
Any sports fan who's listening to this will be nodding their head going, yes, it sounds like Jodie is a true sports fan. If she's got that level of deep-rooted superstition, she's a lifelong fan.
Yep.
I often see on LinkedIn, Jodie, you sharing job postings for other professional sports teams, like not just in baseball, but also the NFL. And it made me wonder, is there a sort of a parallel network of payrollers in sport? Like, do you all connect or share best practices?
So particularly across the Major League Baseball community, we as payroll professionals are all connected. We do share our experiences, reach out to one another when something comes up with a question. So even though we're competitors on the field, you know, the back office or the front office, you know, community and the functional areas do a good job of connecting with one another, because we do understand how unique our payroll is. Here in Kansas City, I sit across the parking lot from the Kansas City Chiefs, which is the NFL team here. So,
of course,
you know, when I have questions that maybe is something more specific to Kansas City or the state of Missouri, or we actually have the same payroll vendor, those types of things, I may reach out to find out how their processes are working or how they're handling something. And then, you know, across the leagues, how we pay is a little different based on contract structure, those types of things. Sure. But I still do think that it translates across the leagues. So we do some connecting. You know, again, I had someone reach out to me from an NFL team because they were new to that organization and had the same payroll provider, and they were a little bit lost about how the payroll process went.
Okay, I want to end on a couple of curveballs. You'll allow me that baseball pun at the very least, Jodie, surely.
Absolutely.
So Slugger the Lion obviously is the mascot of the Royals, but yes, if payroll had a mascot, what would that be?
So I think we would have to go with a dollar sign or a pay statement.
Yeah.
With glasses and a suit, maybe, or maybe a superhero cape, or maybe we do something along the lines of a kind of that Clark Kent Superman.
Nice. Kind of, yes,
persona somehow. And I think I would call that mascot the Posit.
You are probably the most perfect person I could possibly have asked because of the professional sports connections. And then last question. If we imagine that the entire organization is a baseball team, and let's say the CEO is the manager, maybe even the player coach, what position on the baseball field is payroll?
I'm going to say maybe the strength and conditioning coach, or maybe the athletic trainer, because those two roles are something that sit kind of behind the scenes, but you don't have that strong foundation of either one of those roles, and you're not going to be successful on the field. You're not going to be able to win a game, to overcome adversity, those types of things.
Brilliant. I was maybe giving payroll a little more credit. I had thought maybe the catcher, you know, not necessarily the flashiest player on the pitch, but, you know, but absolutely essential. You'd miss it if it wasn't there. Okay, well, Jodie, what can I say other than it has been an absolute pleasure? Thank you so much for taking time out of your day to share your story and to share your insights into what it's like running payroll for a professional sports team. I imagine it was quite eye-opening for a lot of payroll professionals listening to hear just how tough you have it.
You're very welcome. Thank you for having me. And hopefully I haven't scared all of the payroll professionals away. Come join me in the professional sports world. It's an amazing career opportunity.
Fantastic. That's a lovely note to finish on. Thank you so much. And hope you tune in for the next episode. Thank you. Bye-bye.